my life and sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur b'siyata d'shmaya on the topic of matzah and moel. The first shiur we presented numerous kashas, and in the second shiur we saw the yisod of the Zecher Yitzchak. That matzah, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Erev Tochel Matzahs. It's one mitzvah, and there's a second mitzvah of eating it together with the Pesach and the moel. And then we saw that it's not muchach to say this yisod. We can say otherwise. We can say the pshat is that the Erev Tochel Matzahs is megale, that even if you can't be mekayim al matzah samarim yachluhu, to eat the matzah together with the Pesach, there's still a mitzvah al matzah samarim yachluhu. And that's only when there's an inyan of the Pesach, meaning bisman abayis. But if it's not bisman abayis, then there's no mitzvah of matzah. So that's betamtzis, what we learned in the previous shiur. Obviously, it was a lot more, but we're just moving right along, b'siyata d'shmaya. And again, this is all based on the Torah B'meinu V'Rabbeinu, Mo'orei Neinu L'shmo L'zichru Tavis Kol Nefesh, Koin Reb Dovid Zetzel. With this, we can answer the kasha of the tzlach in Unzer Sugye. We have in our Sugyan 120a, Aldaz Rebacha Bar Yankif. Rebacha Bar Yankif holds that Echod Ze ve Echod Ze mit Rabbonon. Sai Matz and Sai Mor, they're both the Rabbonon. So the Kasha is, that's what Rebacha Bar Yankif holds. So the Kasha is, we have a Hekesh of Matz et Tochomets. Umitam ze, women are chayiv in matzah. Psachim 43b, Psachim 91b. Because of this hekesh, matzah l'chometz, women are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah. Sherei huksha matzah l'chometz, umihaytayme, mechayiv in noshim b'matzah. Because just like they're not allowed to eat chametz, they're obligated to eat matzah. Ibazoi, for the same reason, they should be mischayev b'matzah. A person should be mischayev in matzah b'zman hazeh. Since we have a hekesh, whoever can't eat chametz must eat matzah, and that obligates the woman in eating matzah, so that should apply to us also. But since we're not allowed to eat chametz, we're obligated to eat matzah. So how could Rebbe Lozer Rebacha Bar Yankif say that there's no chiyuv matzah b'zman hazeh? Ma pitom, we have a hekesh to chometz. So midoy reis should be doy reisa, just like you can't eat chometz, you must eat matzah. Biyoter mize, kshatzlach, bidav chofches omud beiz. That's all in Rebacha Bar Yankif. But the tzlach asks, 28b, shigam ledidon, what do I need a special pasuk for? To be mechayiv matzah. Typically, may hekesh the chometz. You shouldn't have to come onto a pasuk for matzah. We have a hekesh the chometz, just like your aser and chometz, your chayiv in matzah. Umizeh nira, shelfi Reb Acha Bar Yankif, leka klal mitzvah matzah ke mitzvah bifnei atzma. Ela nitan achiyuv rak chelek mi mitzvah pesach. Vizoi mitzvah matzah shebetoira. That according to Rebbe Acha Bar Yankif, there's no mitzvahs matzah, there's a mitzvah bifnei atzma. There's no independent mitzvah of eating matzah. Rather, it's just part and parcel of the chiyuv of the chelek mi mitzvahs haPesach. And that's the mitzvahs matzah and the Torah together with the Pesach. Just that by an oral and a tameh, shehem bizman, sheyesh Pesach, an Oral and a Tomei, who are the time of the Bayis, and there is a Korban Pesach in existence, so even though the Maisa, the Oral and the Tomei, don't bring the Korban Pesach, nevertheless, the Gavra is included in Mitzvah Pesach, because there is such a thing as Karban Pesach, and Memela, he's Chayev, because we have a limit from the Pasuk, and the Chelik of the Mitzvah, that he's able to be Mekayim. He can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Al-Matzah, some Morim Yochlu, to eat the Matzah and the Mor together with the Pesach. But Al-Kolponim, he has a mitzvah to eat without the Pesach. That's what Racha Bar Yankov says, Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh D'Rabbonon, Eloksiv, Be'er of Teuchlu Matzis, Ha'im Aboyle, L'tomei V'Shev Derech V'Choyka. Rav Tochlu Matzis tells the Yitam Derech Choka, you might think that since they're not eating the Pesach, they're also not eating Matzah and Maror. So come Ashvelan, no, Tomei Derech Choka Achayit, Mitzad Rav Tochlu Matzis. And the Gemara says, what about Rava? Rava says, you don't need a Pasuk for Tomei B'Shar Derech Choka, because they're no less than an Oral and a Ben Nechar, and we learned in the Braisa. He doesn't need the carbon Pesach, but he eats matzah and maror. What about Racha Bar Yankov? Rabbi Bar Yankov says, "Ksiv b'hai v'ksiv b'hai." It says it by an aral and a ben nechar; they're chayiv in matzah and maror. And it says it also, in other words, "Kolar lo yochal boy no yochal abalocha matzah and maror." And it also says b'hai, "Agabei tami b'shea derech v'choika." It also says "Be'er of toichlu matzis." That he's going to be chayiv when Bisman Abayis, he's going to be chayiv the Tamei and Derech Uchoyka, Altsber of Tochlu Matzis, and we need both. So you can't learn one from the other. Because Aral and Ben Nechar, you can't learn from Tamei Vishay Derech Uchoyka, because Aral and Ben Nechar are different, and that they can't bring the Karban Pesach at all. Even on Pesach Sheni. Tomei and Derech Rechoika, Aral and Ben Nechar are out. They can't bring it on Pesach Sheni, a Tomei and Derech Rechoika can. And therefore, B'dinu she yischaibu b'Pesach Rishon, l'pachos b'matzu b'mar. Therefore, it makes sense that the Aral and Ben Nechar at least are going to be chayib in Pesach Rishon, in Matzah and Mar, but the Heiligir, not Heiligil, but the Tomei and the Derech Rechoika, they bring the Pesach Sheni. So I would say Pesach Rishon, their potter from Matzah and Marley and Pesach Sheni. Then they'll do the Matzah and Marley and Chulun. If we would have just said Rav Tochlu Matzis, then we would have said the Pesach is talking about an Aral and a Ben Nechar. They're the ones who are Chayiv because they don't have Tashlum and Pesach Sheni, but not Tomei and Derech Rechoika, we wouldn't know. So therefore it has to say both to tell you no. Tomei and Derech Rechoika, and also Aral and Ben Nechar. That's why we have one pasuk, Kol Aral Eichel Bo, Bo Eino Eichel Avalecho Matzah Mor, about an Aral and Ben Nechar, and also about Tomei Boish Derech Rechoika, Berech Tochel Matzah. That's the Sugis HaGemore. It's a Tov Lachzor al Zeh. Al Kol Ponim, as anachal lomdim mi ha-pasuk, Aral v'Tomei, Bizman Diika Pesach, when there is a carbon Pesach, even though Lamaisi doesn't bring the Pesach, they don't bring the Pesach. Nevertheless, the Gavra is included in the mitzvah Pesach. And therefore we have the Alfusa from the Pesach that's Mechayiv them. It's part of their Chiyuv of Pesach. They also have to have Matz and Mar, even if they can't, they can't. But whatever they can, they can. So they can't do the Pesach, at least the Matz and the Mar. But Bizman Azeh, that Pesach isn't Shaykh at all. There, Bachar Bar Yankov holds that it's not shaykh at all to have a chiyuv of matzah, which is only part of the chiyuv of Pesach and matzah, because there is no Pesach bizman hazeh, and the mitzvah of matzah is only mikoyach the chiyuv of Pesach and matzah. Again, like we said before, that the Be'erev Tochel Matzis is telling you, you have to eat matzah on Leil Tesvav because of our matzah morin yochlu. And therefore, it's only shayich when there is al matzah maron yochlu. In other words, when there's a carbon pesach, there's no carbon pesach, it doesn't go. Umimela, what was our kasha about the hekesh? Why don't you learn it Why don't you learn it from chametz? Then I'll eat chametz, so they're chayiv to eat matzah. No. Why? Because it's true that only somebody who's yeshno b'chometz, yeshno b'mitzvah asei d'matzeh. It's true that the two are linked, iser chometz, mitzvah matzah. But since the mitzvah asei is Pesach and matzah, that aren't shayich b'zman hazeh, the mitzvah asei is. What's the mitzvah say? A matzah ma'achut, the matzah together with the Pesach. And that's not shaykh b'zman hazeh. So me'mele ain't it a mitzvah. So me'mele is no mitzvah. In other words, it has to be based on something. You're right, there is a hekesh. Whoever's usher and chometz is chayiv in matzah. But that's only if there's a mitzvah of matzah. If there's no mitzvah of matzah, you can't make that hekesh. You don't make the hekesh. If there's a mitzvah of matzah, if you're not allowed to eat chometz, you're obligated to eat matzah. But according to Rav Acha bar Yankiv, if there is no mitzvah of matzah, b'zman hazeh. So maybe the hekesh isn't going to help us. There's no Pesach, there's no matzah. Gevaldik. Mishumochi. So gam ledidon. For us. Lule haribui shekam bezman hazeh shayich sheyachu chelek hamitzvah dematzah bolvad in makom klal lechayiv mitzad hahekesh umemele ein makom klal lekushis hatzlach. In other words, even though didon that we hold matzah bezman hazeh d'oraisa, so you say, what do you need to come onto the pasuk for? The Gemara brings the pasuk berav tochel matzis chof chesamet beis. We need to come onto the pasuk, learn from the hekesh. The answer is the hekesh wouldn't help us unless we have a source that you have to eat matzah b'zman hazeh. Hahekesh rak ozer lanu lomar she. If you're not allowed to eat matzah, if you're not allowed to eat chametz, then you're chayiv in matzah. If there's a chiyuv matzah, there has to be an already existing chiyuv matzah, and your iser chametz is megala that you're also chayiv in matzah, like noshim. There's a chiyuv of matzah, and memela, since there are aser and chametz, we say if you're aser and chametz, you're chayiv in matzah. But if there's no chiyuv matzah, then there's no the hekesh isn't gonna do anything for us. So memela, we need the pasuk about the, that there's a chiyuv of matzah b'zman hazeh. That isn't the hekesh isn't going to be helpful. For this reason, lo kosha gamkein mashiksha atzlach. We can also answer the kasha of the tzlach. That according to Reb Acha bar Yankif, that matzah b'zman hazeh de rabbonon, frekt etzlach, im kacha gam mitzvah achilas kezayis besukis, b'zman hazeh lo have yela de rabbonon. So the mitzvah of eating matzah and sukis kezayis bread and sukis is also going to be de rabbonon. If matzah b'zman hazeh de rabbonon, and we have a hekesh tesvov. To learn sukkah from matzah, learn sukkahs from Pesach, so then the mitzvah zachilas kezayis b'zman is also going to be the rabbon. Because the whole makor is tesvov, is oik gefrekt etzlach. Aval kushiya zo, yishlam makom, rak im navin, shebizman habayit mitzvat matzai mitzvah b'fnei atzma. This kasha only has a place if we understand that b'zman habayis is the mitzvah of matzah is an independent mitzvah. And nevertheless, it was mismait, it was excluded b'zman hazeh, because there's no carbon Pesach. And then we have a kasha, okay? So then we also have a miut on mitzvah sukkah, just like we have a miut on the Pesach. We have the miut on sukkah as well. Beautiful. And then the tzlach has a good question. Also, that the person should be mischayiv b'zman hazeh because of the hekesh that we saw before. But based on what we said, lo b'zman hazeh potro. It's not the b'zman hazeh that patters him. Just there's no room for the mitzvah because the whole yisod of the mitzvah is Pesach and Matzah. And that's not shaykh to sukkah. If it was pshat b'zman hazeh patters him, so b'zman hazeh, there's no mitzvah of, according to Rav Acha bar Yankiv, there's no mitzvah of Matzah. Mamela, there's no mitzvah also of sukkah, of eating kazayis matzah, kazayis bread with sukkah. That's not the pshat, it's not the bismanas that are patters, it's the lack of carbon pesach that patters. There's just no room for the mitzvah bismanazah because it's all predicated on the pesach together with the matzah. But this isn't shaykh to sukkah. The alfina mi matzah is mitzad kazayis besukkas beloshim kesher le pesach. There's no kesher here to the carbon pesach. We just learn that just like you're chayiv in matzah, so you're also chayiv to eat kazayis in the sukkah. So, and as far as sukkahs goes, there's no nafkamina between bisman abayis and bisman hazeh. As far as pesach goes, in other words, it's a zayt gezak, it's a davar tzaddi. The mitzad carbon, the mitzad matzah in theory, you'd also be obligated bisman hazeh. It's just a technical thing. You don't have the pesach. So, you don't have the pesach, mele, there's no room for matzah. But in theory, matzah should be obligatory also bisman hazeh. Just it can't be because you don't have the pesach. But in theory, you're chayv and matzah as well. And sukkahs, which isn't predicated on the carbon pesach, you're going to be chayv to eat the kazayis. Even midaraisa, just like matzah, you'd be chayv daraisa if not for the absence of the carbon pesach. And pashut. So mitzvah shem. This was the third leg of our journey, and we will continue next time, and we'll see more neflos. Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Now that we have a lot of exciting stuff to learn, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.